closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden issuing a plea to cool the temperature of political rhetoric and unite after yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, or God forbid, a killing field.
CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House with more on the president's Oval Office primetime address.
The Oval Office is the ultimate symbol of continuity. It has flowed from Republicans to Democrats back to Republicans. It is a sign of the strength of this democracy, and it was a fitting location for this president as he made a call at a time when the American people are quite rattled for unity.
We get the latest now on the shooting investigation from CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Two federal law enforcement officials telling CBS News that bystanders spotted a suspicious individual, pointing him out to local police in the moments leading up to the rally outside of the Secret Service's security perimeter near the magnetometers. Officials lost sight of this individual, believed to be the gunman. Moments later, he popped up on the shed, an elevated surface, and fired out 6 to 8 rounds.
The shooter, 20-year-old Thomas Crook from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was then shot dead by Secret Service agents. The firearm he used was legally purchased by and registered to his father. 50-year-old Corey Comporatore was killed in the attack. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
Corey was the very best of us. May his memory be a blessing.
Two other attendees were injured and are still in critical condition. Our Natalie Brand tells us Trump was grazed by a bullet and recovering just fine.
Trump's family says he's in good spirits after Saturday's attempt on his life.
Quite jovial, just wants to get back at it.
He's arrived at the Republican National Convention in Wisconsin earlier this evening. And as that kicks off tomorrow, President Biden is heading back out on the campaign trail in the afternoon for 2 days of events in Las Vegas. Some sad news out of Hollywood. Actress Shannon Doherty, best known for playing Brenda Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210, has died after losing her fight with breast cancer. Utter chaos at Miami's soccer's Copa Final. Kickoff was delayed for over 3 hours as fans rushed the gates of the stadium and riots broke out between event organizers, Colombia, and Argentina fans. It's the same tournament where a big brawl broke out in Charlotte last week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-948-5880. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-948-5880.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Off to Wimbledon now.
Fourth championship point. He serves. Backhand replies in the net. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Novak Djokovic in the men's final Sunday 6-2, 6-2, 7-6 to capture his second straight Wimbledon crown and fourth Grand Slam title. The Spaniard adding to his French Open win last month, which made him the youngest man with Grand Slam titles on grass, clay, and hard courts. It was only the fifth straight sets loss in a Grand Slam final for Djokovic, who was trying to win a 25th Slam title. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Where you live could be stressing you out. A new survey by WalletHub found that people are the most stressed in Cleveland, Detroit, and Baltimore. They base the study on everything from traffic to inflation and the crime rate. You want less stress in your life? Well, you need to move to North Dakota, where they have more unstressed cities than anywhere else. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorm watch continues this evening for large hail and damaging wind gusts. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight. Lows only low 70s. Upper 80s tomorrow. More storms in the afternoon that could be strong. Right now it's 80.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Sail. she took my heart.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. These four walls, sent inside for.
the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, no, mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You
in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever.
Oh, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Side. Oh.
The sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. Gonna break it with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk, people walking above.
Under the
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where President Biden spoke to the nation this evening about the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump.
In an Oval Office address, the president said political violence goes against everything America stands for.
A former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing.
The president extended condolences to the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed while attending the Trump rally in Pennsylvania.
We should all hold his family and all those injured in our prayers.
The president, who spoke with Trump, says he's grateful he's okay, and he's extending all necessary security to keep him safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In the wake of the shooting, CBS News National